Can we do this here? Or does he...
He'll be here until the morning. We'll put him on a pediatric floor for now, but we're going to have to transport him to Children's Hospital in Philadelphia as soon as his fever is down.
Transport him?
Yes, we can send him in an ambulance so we don't have to stop his IV, or we can cap the line and have you drive him. I'll consult with the specialists down there in the morning, and whatever they want to do...
Oh, God, how expensive is an ambulance ride?
I don't know, but we have to do whatever is best for your son medically right now.
I understand. We're just having some financial trouble with all of this. I've had to leave my job, and my mom started crying then. I'm sorry, doctor. It's all been so sudden, you know? We have very good insurance, but this all adds up. The copays, parking, food, gas, tolls. And my husband isn't really taking it well yet.
I hear you, ma'am. He sort of patted my mom on the shoulder at this point. I'll be back around in a few hours. We'll be moving you all up to a private room any minute now, and then maybe you can try and get some rest. Yeah, sure. My mom looked tired enough to sleep for a week, but I knew she wasn't going to get any rest. I got out of Jeffrey's bed for the big move upstairs and fell back asleep in a chair by the window of the new room. My mom spent a few hours lying on a cot they had brought in, but I really don't think you could say she slept. Every hour or so, some medical person or other came in to take Jeffrey's temperature or attach a new bag to his IV or do something that would ruin our rest. At 2 a.m., my mom walked out of the room. I wanted to know what was going on, so after a couple of minutes, I followed her. I found her sitting in the hallway, leaning back on the wall with her knees to her chest, holding a cup of coffee that must have come from the little coin-operated machine that was out there. I plopped down next to her.
Hey, Mom. How are you? I'm fine, Stephen. I was really worried about your brother last night, but it looks like this is just going to be what life is like for a while.
Mom, how long is this all going to last?
They're going to run some tests next week. If he's cancer-free by then, he'll still be in treatment for a few years. Then, who knows? After 5 years without cancer, he should be totally normal.
Mom, what if he's not cancer-free next week?
I don't know, Stephen. I just don't know. By the way, I'm sorry we ruined your night.
Mom, forget it. It was fine.
Oh, really? Fine, was it?
Should I storm into your graduation wearing sweats, too? Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Maybe you could have your hair up in curlers for extra style points.
I might be able to swing that, Stevie. And how about some flip-flops on my feet?
Excellent, Mom. That would be excellent.
Right there in the hallway, I put my head in her lap. She stroked my hair for a while, and then she sent me back into the room. Get some sleep, pal.
At about 5 a.m, my dad came into the room and shook me awake. I guess my mom had gotten through to him by phone at some point. He put a finger over his lips so I wouldn't make a noise and wake Jeffrey, but of course, right when I was about to tiptoe out of the room, a lady came crashing in with a giant breakfast cart. So we had this odd little family conference while Jeffrey attempted to choke down some food. My parents spent a few minutes looking at Jeffrey's hospital chart, worked out the details of what needed to be done if my mom and Jeffrey were going to Philadelphia for a week, and went out into the hall to argue about something. I had a little while alone with Jeffrey. He looked really exhausted, but his fever was gone, and he was much more alert mentally than he'd been the night before. He asked me about my dance.
Did you have fun? Did you dance a lot? Did Renee Albert kiss you? Did it feel gross?
Get out of here, you little nutball. I'm telling you, I have zero chance of kissing Renee Albert. Zero. Zilch. Nada.
So who did you kiss?
Nobody. I was just standing around with my friends when you came to get me.
Did I ruin your night?
Mom asked me that too, Jeffy. You didn't ruin my night. It was ruined from the start. You had a worse night than I did anyway.
Oh well, at least you didn't have to kiss anybody.
Yes, Jeffy, that's a big comfort to me. My parents came back in and I started to get up and leave. Jeffrey asked me for a hug and I gave him one. Take care, Jeffy. I'll see you soon, right? Just remember not to throw food at the nurses. I don't want to get any complaint calls, okay?
Stephen, I don't throw food at... Oh, that was a joke, right?
Yep, buddy boy, it was a joke. But seriously, no kissing the nurses on their lips either.
It messes up their makeup.
Ew! It was about 7 a.m. when my dad and I got home. I somehow made it to my bed and collapsed into a near coma that lasted until I got too hungry to sleep through lunchtime. It was probably noon or so when I made it to the kitchen. My dad was sitting there, looking stubbly and worn down, eating a bagel without much of an expression on his face. He gave me a tiny nod that was almost businesslike, totally neutral, like he wasn't really seeing me. I got out cereal and milk, and it was so quiet between us that I was getting grossed out by the distinct sounds of our food chewing processes.